Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Chadwick Moore's biography, Tucker. Sophie, I have to say, this book completely flipped my image of the guy.
Oh, absolutely. I went in expecting either a hit job or a hagiography, and instead I found this really nuanced portrait of a man who's become a symbol for something much bigger. It's not really about Tucker Carlson the person, is it?
No. It's almost like a mirror held up to American media and politics. Moore argues that Carlson's rise isn't a fluke, it's a symptom of a deep crisis. People feel like the institutions that are supposed to serve them, the media, the government, the universities, have been captured by a class that holds them in contempt.
Right. And the book shows how Carlson started out as a fairly conventional conservative commentator. But over time, he came to see that both parties are basically serving the same ruling class. That's when he became a heretic.
Yeah, I love how Moore traces that evolution. He didn't wake up one day as the iconoclast we know. It was a gradual process of watching power up close and questioning the fundamental assumptions of the system.
Exactly. And Moore's willingness to let Carlson be complicated is what makes the book work. He doesn't shy away from the controversies, the accusations of racism or nativism, but he puts them in context, showing how they often come from misrepresentation.
There's this one part where Moore talks about Carlson's coverage of January 6th. The media establishment was unanimous in condemning it as an insurrection, but Carlson asked questions nobody else would touch. Was it really an insurrection or something more complicated? Were the security failures just incompetence or something darker?
And that willingness to challenge the official narrative is exactly what makes him dangerous to the establishment. Moore argues that the goal of the attacks on Carlson isn't to refute his arguments, it's to silence him, to make him radioactive so no advertiser will touch him.
It's fascinating that the book also goes into his working methods. Moore spent time with Carlson and his production team. The show isn't some slick propaganda machine. It's a small, independent operation. A handful of people deciding what matters.
Right. And the personal side, too. We see Carlson as a private guy who loves his dogs, reads voraciously, has been married to his college sweetheart for decades. That's not the monster his enemies imagine.
The part that really got me was his relationship with Trump. Carlson is not a blind loyalist. He's criticized Trump when he thought it was warranted. But he defends Trump's voters because he believes the attacks on Trump are really attacks on ordinary Americans.
Yes, that's the core insight. For Carlson, the establishment's war on Trump is a way to delegitimize the grievances of millions of people who feel no one in power speaks for them. And that's why his audience is so loyal.
So what's the takeaway for me? It's that we can't afford to just dismiss Carlson as a demagogue or a charlatan. His success is a warning sign that our democracy is in trouble. People are hungry for someone who will speak the truth as they see it, even if it's uncomfortable.
And if you want to explore more of these big ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. This book made me think, and I hope it does the same for you. We'll see you in the next one.